Assessment. In the normal course of pediatric occupational therapy, standardized assessments are carried out and scored, identifying the need for occupational therapy intervention and setting objectives with the child and parent as realistic goals to achieve. There is ongoing review and a reassessment to identify improvement in goals obtained. The child is then discharged. In pediatric palliative care, the approach is different because the child will not improve and is not discharged. In oncology, there may be improvement. The occupational therapist has a unique contribution to make through the holistic approach of viewing both the physical impact and the psychological and emotional impact of a condition upon the child and family. It must be remembered that the child will have undergone many different tests and scans in order for a diagnosis and prognosis to have been reached before encountering the occupational therapist who needs to conduct an assessment. Assessments are used to provide a sound baseline from which the therapist can work by determining the child's skills and identifying needs. However, some may be counterproductive, and the occupational therapist must consider how helpful the assessments may be, not just to herself, but to the child and family, when working with a child.